And now another subject is the media consolidation. We're independent radio producers, and we've been waiting now for 3 years to apply for an educational FM license. We went through the process. There's now 3,600 applicants across the country that applied. And now we're told, even though we are likely to win a license, it may take as long as 5 years for the FCC to process that. What are you doing with that, and for example, with low power FM in terms of expanding that?
I was one of the folks working on the Energy and Commerce Committee that came up with the compromise on low power radio when there was this was probably 9 years ago now, where there was some questions about whether there would be interference and so on, and we came up with the compromise to allow some low-power radio license, more low-power radio licenses to be given. With respect to how the FCC does its licensing and how long it takes, I'm not familiar with that particular issue. But one of the things we do in our office, and I think it's critically important, is when New Mexicans have problems with the federal government or the federal government just isn't getting stuff done, is to advocate for them and try to get stuff done.
Well, apparently that there's a bill in Congress now to drop the third adjacent channel protection required for low-power FM. And I believe there's 50 sponsors of that. Would you consider co-sponsoring that bill? Are you aware of that?
I probably wouldn't co-sponsor that because it does come in front of the subcommittee that I serve on, and I'd want to hear the hearings and so forth. And there are some concerns with it, particularly the possibility of interference. And new radios tend to be okay with it, but if you've got a 1975 Ford pickup with an old radio in it, you may not be able to get clearly the channel you want to listen to, and that bothers consumers. So there's two sides to that story.
But you're aware of the meter study that was done independently, 2.2 million, showed that there wasn't interference from that third channel?
I'm also aware that there are other people who disagree with that study, so this is not a simple issue, and it's particularly not a simple issue in places where you have a large number of folks who do not have the best, most modern, you know, equipment off the shelf.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.